This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
Everybody, welcome to Guardian 96.9 FM with Let's Talk Together. I am your host, Lady T. It is a pleasure to have you with us. This is having a wonderful weekend. Et bonsoir tout auditeur auditrice qui fréquente sous 96.9 FM. Moi-même, c'est animatrice panoua, Lady T. C'est un plaisir lié pour moi, pour moi là avec nous. Et moi, souhaitais que tout le monde a passé un bel weekend. Bon dimanche, bon après-midi. A recent decision of the Supreme Court, Justice Sherrill Grant Thompson, to lift the injunction she had granted in 2018 to prevent and preventing the demolishing of the shanty towns. Everybody know that was in court in 2018 where she said the government couldn't do anything with the shanty towns. But the Supreme Court now has made a new decision. What does it mean for the Haitian community? It has uplifted the injunction now, means the government has authorization to do as they please with the shanty towns. That's all that means. Ça, ça veut dire. Et en 2018, et Justice Sherrill Grant Thompson, qui en charge Supreme Court là, a fait une décision dans le tribunal là, côté il a dit que le gouvernement n'a pas de moyen de faire. Et nous connaissons les shanty towns. Mais quand il y a une nouvelle décision qui est faite dans le Supreme Court, là, dans le tribunal, côté Sherrill Grant, levé injonction ça, livré. Quand il y a un gouvernement qui a le droit pour faire ça avec Kayo. Ok? Tout le monde qui était dans Shanty Town, le gouvernement a le droit pour faire ça dans le Konya. Et tout, il mande moun pa dwe fè kay côté shanty town sa yo ye a. Moun pa gen dwa pou fè kay même. Wèl yo te gen tan di sa, même si lantan yo te di, y pa ka manye même. Mais ou pa gen dwa pou te fè kay la dan même. Mais kon ya, gouvernement ka fè sa livle avec kay yo. Ok, pou moun yo ki nan shanty town na. What is the government going to do next? What are their steps, the next step with handling the shanty town issue that has been an issue from God knows when for up 10 years. We've been facing the shanty town problem in this country. What is the government going to do next? Only them knows. How are they going to go about it? Et qui ça gouvernement va faire? Ti kayo de moun ki rete nan ti kayo na yara isen yo ça c'est vraiment mot pour lire radio haïtien ça gouvernement a pas fait avec ça yo et qui décision que gouvernement prend pour ça are they going to let persons that are I don't know if the land some of the lands might be crown land some of the lands may be persons that just leasing it out to the Haitian community in most cases they would pass on house sell it to somebody else how are they going to do that or the government is going to ask for those that can afford it to rent to own who are indeed Bahamian citizens because we have a lot of persons that live in the Haitian village persons tends to think that because you live in the Haitian village you automatically they're illegal no you have a lot of Bahamians that are living in the Haitian shanty towns the Haitian villages a lot of Bahamians that are living there now those ones that have the proper documents I would say you know Bahamians of Haitian descent are they going to have something in place where like I said rent to own where they could pay their bills because really and truly nobody is going to be happy with anyone that's living for free because I have to pay bills and other persons have to pay bills so it's not fair to us because we can't do as we please we must all learn to follow the rules eske pou moun ki pa konnen yo pense paske ou ete nan yad ayisyen sa vle di automatically tout moun ki rete nan yad ayisyen inégal non li pa kon sa gran pil moun ki rete nan yad ayisyen ki legal an pil Haitien Bahamian ayisyen Bahamian rete nan yad ayisyen parfois ou gen Bahamian tout ki rete nan yad ayisyen so ou pa ka just pense que tout moun ki rete nan yad ayisyen sa inégal sa gouvernement a pa fait pou lede moun sa yo parce que si gouvernement ta prend décision ta pense que yo gen lòt décision pou aide shanty town yo comment y a pa fait ça comment y a pa aide moun yo pou nou avanse bien avec lòd pa bliye non moun yo s'il vous plaît si yon moun tab ban nou on kay c'est pou nou di nou pa vle si yo tab van nou yon tou nan yara isen yo pa acheter parce que nou pa konnen ki décision et gouvernement pa fait d'après samedi nou an et Justice Cheryl Grant Thompson qui na Supreme Court là qui en charge à gros tribunal là les mêmes décisions bay konya que gouvernement ka fait ça yo vle they have lifted up the injunction yo ka fait ça yo vle ça dépend de gouvernement konya n'ap tann nou ka prier n'ap tann nou ta souhaiter que décision yo fait à son décision qui bon pour communauté haïtienne pour nous-mêmes nous avancer ensemble. OK parce que jambay yo konya pays en nous red pas gen côté pour nous aller. Et m toujours dit mon zal lè ou pa kayo. Et ou gen pour contrôler on gens. C'est ou même qui fait moun gen respect pour le pa kayo même. Pays en nous gen problème konya. Violence pan peyi a nan manou politisyen pan peyi a gwo nèg ki gen lajan yo Ayiti fin pan peyi a net ti malere pa ka viv Ayiti konya ba yo red as everybody know the government political Ayiti pa stab menm Nou pa gen yon gouvernement stable, they don't have a stable government. Gang violence has taken over. As I said before, Haiti is in the worst state it has ever been. As the first black country to gain independence, Haiti is not doing good at all. Pa gen kritik nan sa. On sel bagay nou ka fè se priye. The only thing Haiti needs is a lot of help and prayers. And let's see what happened during the weekend. There was a video that went viral where two immigration officers went into a barber shop and everybody slapped two Haitian men, not illegal Haitian men, men who here legally with work permits. To tell you the truth, that has happened before. I've seen it before all the times. It has never been recorded, but I have seen it. And who dare to come forward with something like that? Come on. E gen yon video ki te fè viral semen pase kote de ofisè imigrasyon te bay de ayisyen kalot. Yo te antre nan barber shop la. Yo antre bi antre a yo. Yay kalote moun yo. For di se ti moun a yo. It's not right. But the immigration officer, Keith Bell, said that it's a police investigation. Et d'après ministère immigration, Keith Bell, il dit comme ça que police et c'est eux-mêmes qu'on y a qui en charge ça. C'est eux-mêmes qu'on y a qui y a bali yo. So d'après de ça, il dit y a connait qui décision, y a pas y faire. Mais on va devoir marchis by mon kalot mes amis oh qu'est-ce pas se respect on me dit ça m'a dit ça encore quand pile bagay qui rive nous c'est parce que nous même nous pas gain gouvernement parce que si ton lot citoyen non l'autre pays pas jamais faire ça l'ont pas gain gouvernement l'ont pas gon moun qui en charge ou pays pas stable moun dre toujours rejoindre. I'm fini ak sa. Si Haiti son pays ki te stable, nou te gen yon bon gouvernement. An pil bagay ki rive nou, li pa tap rive nou. An pil humiliation nou pran l'autre côté nou va tap pran yo. Et parce que nou nan sa nou ye a bagay kon sa ka rive nou. Et nou ta souhaite ke police a fè job a yo. Nou kwe. We believe they will do a proper investigation with those two immigration officers. And we should know what the result is. After that, there was the 44th regular meeting of the CARICOM heads of government that took place here. Hosted by our Prime Minister, Brave Davis. Indeed, very successful. Hats off to our Prime Minister. Et gen yon reunion ki te fèt ici à 44 CARICOM tête gouvernement ki te fèt là nan Bahamas pour 3 jours. Côté yo te gen Ariel Henry, Premier ministre Haïti, président Haïti, Premier ministre Haïti, qui était là. Ok, qui était là dans le meeting ça. Et il était gagné tout. Il était venu avec le chargé d'affaires, qui c'est Victor Jeunesse, Jean-Victor Jeunesse. côté yo même yo té là pour réunion ça qui té fait là na Bahamas. Moi quoi qui té commencé les 16 qui té fini 17 et pour 2 jours à 3 jours yon nan yo. Côté yo t'a parlé de situation Haïti. Yo té gen the Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau was a special guest, also was among those to attend the CARICOM meeting that took place here in the Bahamas. Lanuka dinan Nassau, New Providence. Kote li ta pale de Haiti, pou tout tèt gouvernement CARICOM nan mete tèt ansanm pou yo ede Haiti. Pour Haïti avancer puis bien. Écoutez, il te fait une déclaration tout, il dit comme ça, fiti Haïti c'est nan men haïtien yo ye. Et il te dit tout que li gen un naval ship qui a pas voyé Haïti pour yo restaurer la paix dans pays a la fini pour yo aider immigrants yo. Haiti. But the Canadian Prime Minister pledged that his country will step in, not for the first time, to bring restoration of peace to Haiti, and also said that they will not intercept migrants when it is deployed to Haiti, but will have a position at Haiti's borders, as he believed Haiti's future is in the hands of Haitians. And they also had talks where our Minister of Foreign Affairs, Fred Mitchell, said that various Caribbean nations has agreed to go assist Haiti. Jamaica has already agreed to assist, and also the Bahamas. So they will focus on which policies will be placed in for Haiti. Haiti is in need of it. I read something earlier where I'm not really sure the name of the hospital, but this hospital has been around from God knows when. And where it says that it closed its doors to persons, it will not be open unless it's a life-threatening situation because they are full. Persons are getting shot daily in Haiti by gang violence. I saw a video that somebody sent to me from Haiti where those persons were in the soup, you know, like in the market, but it's an outdoor market. And you had some men there on their motorbikes just, you know, there probably looking for a job or waiting on somebody to ask, you know, I could take you next to do a taxi service, because in Haiti they use those motorcycles to, you know, as taxi. To do taxi service, and they take you where you need to go. And a truck with gang members pulled up to them at the supermarket and shot several men. And as I watched that video, I'm like, oh my God. I thought that was a movie. But it was not. It was indeed reality that's happening in Haiti. Port-au-Prince. Can you imagine just standing by just like that? Looking for something to do. And someone pull up to you and just, you know, shoot you for nothing. I guess just for being there called at the wrong place at the wrong time, which is I don't... Katie is suffering. In every aspect right now, Katie needs help. And I'm just happy that the heads of... the heads of government, the CARICOM leaders, put their heads together. And I'm sure they're going to come with a plan and helping Haiti to move forward. One day, we will see a better Haiti. On j'y consigne à point Haïti qui belle, Haïti pays. Qui gagne la paix. Where no one have a bad motive to come and represent the people, like the former president did, Jovenel Moïse. And that was one of the reasons that they assassinated him. He loved his country and he loved his people. It made him so unique. He was not a part of the elite Haitians. I would say the elite Haitians would be the ones, and Port-au-Prince, the rich ones, the ones that control Haiti, the rich families that control Haiti. He was not a part of them. He was from Cape Haiti, and he went to Port-au-Prince. Everybody know Port-au-Prince is the city. And I, as I said to one of my callers, I think it would have been a few Sundays ago, and he asked, is the whole Haiti like that in the bad state? I'm like, no, it's only Port-au-Prince. Cape Haiti is totally different from Port-au-Prince. Cape Haiti is safe. Port-au-Prince holds everything down, the government. The economy depends on Port-au-Prince, how Port-au-Prince is. And he had roads in different areas in Haiti, in the northern side. He had begun to do roads, new roads. Persons who didn't have any lights had lights. They said even internet, the phone service improved. When Jovenel Moïse was the president of Haiti, before he got assassinated, he was a man for the people. But we have to understand anything, any time that you're doing good, somebody's going to be against you, especially if they are not gaining anything from it. And that was Jovenel Moïse. The rich were not gaining from him. And I heard at one point he wanted them to pay taxes and they had a problem with it. If somebody is not gaining from something that you're doing, even if you're doing it right, they're going to be against you because they're not gaining from it. As far as they're concerned, you can't do anything right with them. That's a part of life. But now a lot of Haitians are feeling it. Because if he was here, Haiti was still, you know, bad. But not what it is now. Last month, you had police officers got assassinated. I saw where the Prime Minister of Haiti, Ariel Henry, and said he's sorry for the Haitians that are coming here. persons have to understand he can't control that. Ariel Henry lives in Port-au-Prince, which is the city of Haiti, as I said before. You have some parts of Haiti where there is no police. Nobody's guarding the sea. So when these people come on these voyages and they take these risks, sometimes he knows nothing about it. Most of the times. Because Haiti is so big, he's in a totally different area, different part. I would say almost a whole different country. There is no proper anything. In Haiti. Can you imagine if you barely could find clean water, gas, the basic things that you need to survive, food, children are dying of hunger, barely could find clothes to put on their backs. Do you think you could find anything else? Do you know how much persons leave Haiti with degrees but cannot find a job? Nurses, lawyers, doctors. Some speak 4 or 5 languages. Because Haiti do not have a proper structure. They do not have half of the politicians, maybe, I don't know, I can't say. I'm not going to say that I did. But half of them, maybe, I'm not sure. Maybe in the gang. You never know. God knows who is the gang leader, who is not. Could never be too sure. It could be some of the rich ones that put together. And as I said before in my last show, there is no way a poor country like Haiti should have these high-powered weapons. Where are they coming from? How could they afford them? And like I said, the person sent me the video. Leaders that shot those persons at the supermarket, and they said it wasn't even close range. Some of the hands were all where they shot them, the hands fall off. What kind of gun is that? But your whole hand just gone, leg just gone. What kind of gun is that? Those guns are coming from somewhere. Haiti do not make guns. It has to be somebody that is sponsoring these gang leaders and investing in them to keep Haiti down. That's all it is. A country with such resources. Well, it's obviously anybody would want to keep that country down. Especially if it's not going to benefit them. Or, in other words, it will. If the country looks and stay the way it is. Disa m ap disa anko. Gwo zam zay moun yo pa ka men manje.
pou gen gwo zam sa ou nan mwen yo, kote zam sa ou soti. Se yon moun ki bay moun sa ou zam yo. E vwèman se yon moun kap sponsor yo. Se yon moun ki de Haiti, paske Haiti son peyi ki rich nan tout aspek. Haiti son peyi ki gen pil bagay. Bon gen moun ki pa konnen Haiti plen l'wil gòn. Lò son lòt bagay. Tout diri, tout kafe, tout bay sa ou sa Haiti yo soti. Haiti son peyi ki rich. Bon di fè nou tout rich avèk on tè ki rich. Ye pou plante se rekolte. E ke nou fèm nou mal deske ou ka gon bel peyi kon sa pou sans ave ap vini vakabon vini detu peyi a nan moun pou fèm moun ap kite peyi a ay nan lòt peyi moun pou moun ap palo mal sa son wot politisyen son lòt anko vole sou vole kap mete pye len pa gen len pa cheke pou ayisyen tout se nan entere pa yoye. Depi yo moute se l'ajan yo selman yo vin kaye. Lèl fini mette res gang leader pou fini ak peyi ya. Se politisyen yo ki mette Haiti kote ye ya. Haiti do not have honest and reliable politicians. I mean, that's all I could come up with. You are still listening to Guardian 96.9 FM, Fresh News, Smart Talk all day. Let's talk together. We will be right back after this break.
Pote bouteille 800 yo, epi sans apote l'ajan. Ou tande bien oui, konye apodri sans ou reme en vin pigou, lor retoune bouteille vidéo pou l'ajan nan nèpot nan 4 lokasyon yon konsanon, el bon pou environnement. Cheke nou nan internet, nan media sosyo, ou bien nan nèpot lokasyon Jimmy's Wines and Spirits pou plis informasyon. Sans Beer, distribuye pa Jimmy's Wines and Spirits ki fò sonje pou bwen avèk modération.
With so much going on in the world today, only accepting cash at your business can be risky. Let Fidelity offer you and your customers safety, convenience, and the flexibility of a fixed or mobile terminal. Take it with you, on the move and on the go, because business should never stop. For more details, speak to one of our business development officers at 356-7764 in Nassau or 352-6676 in Freeport. Visit our website at fidelitygroup.com or visit us at any of our branches. Fidelity, we're good
for you. Ready to step into the future? From your front door to the backyard and everywhere in between. See and speak to whoever's there with Ring Video doorbells and security cameras now available at Alive. Protect what matters most, all from one easy app, available Apple Play Store. Visit bealive.com/ring to learn more. We are Alive.
This is Guardian Radio. Your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM.
Welcome back to Guardian 96.9 FM, which... Fresh News, Smart Talk all day. You are indeed listening to Let's Talk Together with your host, Lady T. Community Haitienne, nous t'as parlé de Haïti. We were talking about Haiti, also about the 44th CARICOM meeting that took place here in the Bahamas with the heads of government. I'm sure they're going to come up with a solution. Or something and to help
to help Haiti, because Haiti is in need of any little help that it got now. So let's pray and hope for the best, and that Haiti could catch itself from where it is now in a better country. And thank you so much for all those that tuned in. You are listening to Let's Talk Together with your host, Lady T. Enjoy. Happy Sunday, everybody.
Yeah, we'll have a damn for you.